listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Negroes in the Wild. I am your host and explorer, as always, truly, newly Negro. This evening, as I walk through the evening wilds of Caucasia, as the dew cools and collects ambiguously between the leaves, I think often of what tomorrow looks like. And who will bring this tomorrow? What kind of person can elucidate and enunciate such a future in which white people are not only brought into the fold by respectable, civil human beings, but are taught things like decency, sharing, community, and the power of a bodega? I cannot imagine such a time as we are able to collect them and their wits and bring them about to the total notion of togetherness. I do know that it is our moral responsibility to join them in their quest to free themselves from ignorance. This, of course, begs the question, if as black people we demand freedom from oppression, and it is in fact the Caucasian who is the instigator of said oppression, how much of that burden of freedom lies upon the Negro? That is to say, how much of this freedom's investment lies on the vigorous fight of the Negro rather than the relenting of the oppressor? This question lays bare the mechanism of oppression and thereby highlights very quickly and rather cleanly the responsibilities of both parties. It is the responsibility of the oppressed to survive. It is the responsibility of the oppressor to stop oppressing. These are simple truths, seeming natural truths that help establish a balance. But this balance is often fraught, and you discover yourself as a Negro in the wild. Join us next week as we explore the intricacies of life and the delicate balance we must strike.
Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support.